reading for today, Psalm 60, Psalm of David in NIV. You have rejected us, O God, and burst forth upon us. You have been angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Man is fractious, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I will pass out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my wash basin. Upon Edom, I toss my sandal. Over Philistia, I shout in triumph. Who will take me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who have rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against our enemies. For the help of man is worthless. With God, we will gain victory, and he will trample upon our enemies.
让我们一起来祷告。天父上帝，刚才的这段经文是诗篇六十篇，大卫的祷告是这样的祷告，跟我们平常的祷告有所不同。这个祷告这么的特别，上帝借着今天大卫的这个诗篇六十的祷告，恳求你引领我们，用你的圣灵浇灌我们在座的每一个弟兄的心，让我们能够明白，也许我们在上帝的面前也可以有像大卫这样的祷告。这是一个什么样的祷告呢？恳求主让我们今天能够明白，让我们能够圣灵充满我们，能够完全的明白另外的一种祷告方式，可以以这样的方式来与上帝你直接沟通。我们感谢上帝你，奉耶稣基督的名而祷告，阿们。一般来说，一场战争如果打败了，
In most instances, when a battle is lost,
总指挥官呢，总会埋怨这个士兵的士气不足。
The officer may pinpoint the reason to the morale of the troops,
或者会埋怨说这个后方的粮草呢支援不够。
Or he may say that there may be a lack of support from other supporting troops.
有时呢，也会埋怨自己指挥不当等等。
Or even pinpoint himself for having given wrongful commands on his own part.
所以呢，才会打了这个败仗。
So that's why the battle was lost.
那么大卫作为以色列军队的总指挥官。
So David, as the commander of the Israelite troops.
他在打败仗以后是什么样的反应呢？
Now, how did he react after a lost battle?
诗篇六十篇出人意料。
So in Psalms chapter 60, we can see.
一开始大卫并没有埋怨自己，也没有埋怨别人。
So from the start, David did not blame himself or did not blame other people.
他却将这个手指呢指向上帝，埋怨说。
Instead, he pointed the finger at God and complained.
上帝啊，你丢弃了我们，使我们破败。
So God, you have rejected us and burst upon us.
他把战败的原因呢，归在了上帝的身上。
So he put all the blame on God.
认为是因为上帝丢弃了他们，才使他们破败的。
So they lost because God had forsaken them.
这首诗接下来一连四个你。
So in this passage, we see you being pointed out four times.
都是指向上帝埋怨的。
Now this you was referring to God, his complaint towards God.
一节的后半节说，你向我们发怒的。
First instance, you have rejected us.
二节说，你使这个地呢震动，而且崩裂了。
In verse 2 it says, you have shaken the land and torn it open.
三节说，你叫你的名遇见了艰难。
In verse 3 it says, you have shown your people desperate times.
你叫我们喝那使人东倒西歪的酒。
And again, you have given us wine that makes us stagger.
这一连四个你。
These four mentions of the word you.
好像都在指责上帝说。
All seem to be directed towards God.
都是因为你，我们才破败的。
It's all because of you. That's why we lost.
大卫对神发出了这样的埋怨和指责是有原因的。
So these grumbles that David had towards God, there was a reason behind all these.
想当年在民数记的十三章到十四章提到了一件事情。
We may recollect in Numbers chapters 13 to 14, it says.
当时以色列众人将要进去迦南地了。
It documented the entry of the Israelites into Canaan.
他们要上到一处的山顶上的时候。
Still, they wanted to ascend to the summit of a mountain.
当时摩西呢劝告众人说。
But Moses discouraged them.
不要上山去。
Do not go up.
告诉他们说，因为耶和华不在你们中间的。
Because the Lord is not with you.
恐怕你们被这些仇敌呢都给杀死了。
And you will be defeated by the enemies.
因为你们之前的时候是退回，根本就没有跟从耶和华的。
Because you have turned away from the Lord and did not follow.
所以耶和华也必不与你们同在。
So God will not be with you.
结果呢？后来他们不听从摩西的。
Eventually, however, they did not listen to Moses.
还是执意的要上山去。
And they insisted on ascending the mountain.
结果被迦南人半路给击杀了。
And eventually they were defeated by the Canaanites.
这个例子的里面，我们看到上帝没有与他的子民一同上去。
So in this example, we see how you see that God was not with them.
而大卫呢，也凭着自己的亲身经历知道。
And David knew this through his own personal experiences.
他一路以来征战南北。
So in his life, he has explored from north to south.
他扩张领土。
He's expanded across all territories.
靠的就是耶和华的同在。
And all this because God was with him.
每次大敌当前的时候。
So in every time when he's in front of enemies.
都是耶和华在那前头走。
God is in front.
为他们开路杀敌的。
And opened up the path for them to defeat their enemies.
当时在古近东的时候。
So in the ancient Near East.
每个国家呢都有自己的保护神。
Every country had their own god of protection.
战争如果是打败了，
If a war is lost,
就表示他的神是无能的。
It's because the god was useless.
或者说他的神呢被打败了。
Or perhaps the god was defeated.
大卫很确定的是。
So David was very sure.
他的神耶和华是大有能力的神。
That this God he had was the God Almighty.
所以这次之所以战败的原因，不是因为他的神无能。
So the reason behind this lost battle now was not because his God was helpless.
是因为他的神这次没有与他一同上去。
It's because the God was not with him during this particular battle.
所以被打败。
So that is why he lost.
因此他就埋怨神丢弃了他。
Therefore, he blamed it on God forsaking him.
埋怨过后。
So after this complaint,
紧接着在四到五节。
In verse 4 to 5,
大卫转向神求助。
David turned to God and asked for help.
这里引人注目的是。
So what's particularly interesting is that
大卫非常有自信地确认自己的身份是敬畏神的人。
Very assuringly, David said that he was a God-fearing person.
还有是神所亲爱的人。
And someone that was very much loved by God.
他也正是带着这样的与神之间的这种亲密的身份确信来向神求助的。
So with God, he brought a a sense of intimacy and status in asking for help.
并且他指出是神你自己亲口说过的。
So he raised up the point that God himself said it.
是你神自己说我是属于你的。
He said that he belonged to God.
六到七节大卫说。
In verse 6 to 7, David says,
神已经指着他自己的圣洁说,
God has spoken from the sanctuary.
基列是我的,
Gilead is mine.
马纳西也是我的,
Manasseh is mine.
以法莲是护卫我头的,
Ephraim is my helmet.
犹大是我的杖,
Judah is my scepter.
这些都表示我们就是属于你的。
All this just points to the fact that they all belong to God.
并且大卫指出来
David also pointed out
是你曾经许诺过说会帮助我打败那三大敌人的
So he pointed out God had promised to help him defeat three enemies
这三大敌人有摩亚、以东和非利士
They are Moab, Edom, and Philistia
并且你还说过让这些敌人来服侍他呢
And he also said that the enemies would serve them
八节神说
Verse 8 it says,
摩亚是我的沐浴盆。
Moab is my wash basin.
我要向那以东抛鞋。
On Edom, I toss my sandal.
至于那非利士呢？你还能因我能高兴的欢呼吗？
Over Philistia, I shout in triumph.
这是符合当时古近东国与国之间的盟约的。
So this was consistent with the covenant the countries had among each other in the ancient Near East.
战败的一方，你就要沦为附庸国来服侍那个战胜国。
So the defeated country would eventually have to serve the victors.
最后在第十节。
So in verse 10 it says,
大卫再次的恳求上帝，希望上帝能够与他同去。
David once again pleaded with God.
他问说，
He asked,
神啊。你不和我们的军兵同去吗
？Is it not you, God, and no longer go out with our enemy, our army? Sorry.
接着他说出。
And following that, he said,
我们倚靠神才能够施展大能，践踏我们敌人的就是他。
With God, we will gain the victory, and He will trample down on our enemies.
表达了大卫还是信心满满的信靠上帝。
This signified that David still had a lot of faith in him.
他相信只要上帝能够一同与他同去，他一定会取得最后的胜利。
He believed that as long as God was with him, he would eventually achieve victory.
这首祷告的诗从直接埋怨上帝开始的。
So from this prayer, we see how from blaming God initially,
多多少少会令我们现代人感到吃惊。
This might cause some surprise among us.
因为我们现在很少有人敢一开口就做这样的祷告。
Because very few of us would start our prayer this way.
但大卫也并没有停留在埋怨。
But David did not stop at this complaint.
他接下来转而向神求助。
He proceeded to ask God for help.
最后他再次的恳求神。
And eventually pleaded him.
并对神表达了信靠的决心。
And indicated his own faith.
整首诗里面除了埋怨以外，
So in this whole prayer, other than complaints,
字里行间流露出大卫与上帝之间的亲密的情分。
Between the lines, we also see David's relationship with God and his trust in God.
和他对神的忠心的信靠的宝贵，忠心的信靠之心。
Yeah, just this prayer, we see David's trust in God.
我们看到
We can see,
一般人在战败以后
most people after a lost battle,
我们或者是埋怨我们自己
we might blame ourselves,
或者我们埋怨别人
or we might blame other people,
可是大卫埋怨的对象却是上帝
but David directed this complaint towards God,
因为大卫依靠上帝而活
because David depended on God to live.
他与上帝之间有非常亲密的关系。
He had a very close relationship with God.
所以这是一个非常宝贵的埋怨。
So this complaint is somewhat very precious.
在我们人平常的生活的版图里面。
In our daily living environments.
我们基本上是只有自己和别人。
Generally speaking, there's only us and other people.
在逆境当中，我们埋怨的对象也只会有自己和别人。
So naturally, when we complain, it's usually directed to either ourselves or other people.
就算是相信上帝的我们
，Even for those that believe in God, just like us,
也有意无意的为我们自己保留了很多心灵的空间。
Intentionally or unintentionally, we may have a bit of our own personal space.
我们有的时候也并不希望上帝来干预到我们这些心灵的空间。
At times, we do not even want God to intervene and invade this personal space.
这些心灵空间也只有自己才能够知道。
And this is something that only we know.
当我们遇到困境的时候。
So when we meet with problems,
我们当然也不会在第一时间呢想到要埋怨上帝。
Sometimes we might not think of blaming God.
而我们往往是埋怨我们自己做的不好。
But we sometimes blame ourselves.
或者是我们自行来寻求一些解决的办法。
Or through our own, we try to find a solution to solve the problem.
可是大卫的生活的版图里面，却让上帝呢占了非常重要的一席之地。
So in David's own personal space, this was occupied by God.
大卫与上帝的这个关系是非同一般的。
So David's relationship with God was very unique.
以至于他就算在困境当中
So even in times of trouble,
他仍然确信自己就是那敬畏上帝的人。
So he was still convinced that he was a God-fearing person.
自己就是那神所亲爱的人。
And he was a person that was loved by God.
自己就是全然属于上帝的人。
And he belonged to God fully.
以至于他在困境当中，他埋怨的对象是上帝。
But even in times of trouble, he blamed God.
像在这样的困境当中
，So in this instance,
他大卫不是指向自己和别人
，He did not point the finger to himself or other people.
而是指向上帝的埋怨是何等的宝贵。
But started blaming God, and this was rather precious.
另一个方面
secondly.
大卫在埋怨以后，并没有离开上帝。
So while complaining about God, David did not forsake.
这是另一个宝贵之处。
This was also another precious point.
这让我想起来一个电动车的比喻。
So through this, I start to think about the analogy of a toy car.
也许可以帮助我们来理解大卫在埋怨以后仍然信靠上帝这样的一种关系。
So this might help to explain why, after blaming God, David had trust in God.
这样的一种非常宝贵的与上帝之间的关系。
And this rather precious relationship.
一个孩子
，a child.
他非常希望呢，父母呢帮他达成一个愿望。
This child very much wanted his parents to help to fulfill a wish.
他希望呢，父母呢给他买一个电动车。
So this wish was for the parent to buy him a toy car.
父母呢亲口答应说一定会给他买的。
So the parents promised to buy him this car.
结果父母却给那个孩子非常讨厌的人呢买了一个电动车。
But this toy was eventually bought by someone else that the child didn't like very much.
孩子呢他觉得自己还没有得到，居然让他的敌人呢先得到了。
So he did not get this toy car yet his enemy managed to get it before him.
现在孩子感到非常的不满意，很失望。
So this child started to feel very dissatisfied and very disappointed.
他跑来父母的身边。
So he ran towards his parents.
他来埋怨父母说
and complained to his parents.
是你们亲口说要给我买这个电动车的。
So he said, you yourself said that you'll buy me this car.
结果你却给我非常讨厌的人给买了。
But my enemy got it instead.
我才是你们亲爱的儿子呀。
I am the precious son that you have.
现在你一定要帮助我把这个电动车从这个人的手里给我夺回来。
So since I'm your precious son, you have to help me grab the toy car back from my enemy.
因为这个电动车原本就是属于我的。
Because this toy car originally belonged to me.
最后
eventually,
我们发现
we realize,
孩子的心里面还是相信。
Deep in this child's heart, he still believed.
只要父母呢与他一同去。
As long as his parents were with him,
一定会把这个电动车给夺回来的。
He will eventually obtain this toy car.
孩子 是肯定会埋怨父母的。
So, kids will always complain about their parents.
那是因为孩子原以为父母会帮助他来达成这个愿望。
Because the child knows that the parent will eventually help them realize their wishes.
但是结果却是没有。
But that was not to be.
孩子认为父母亲口答应的事情却没有做到。
The child felt that the parents did not deliver what they promised.
所以埋怨父母。
So that's why he blamed his parents.
孩子也会缠着父母。
They will start to pester their parents.
恳求父母来帮助他达成这个愿望。
And keep asking them to fulfill his wish.
最重要的是。
Most importantly.
孩子与父母之间的这个关系是不可能因为一部电动车的得失而解除了他们之间的亲密的关系的。
So the relationship that the child and his parents, this relationship would not be destroyed or affected because of a toy car.
大卫呢，一心想着神会帮助他在他的战场上面得胜。
So David, similarly would think that God would help him win a battle.
但却战败了。
But he lost the battle instead.
所以他在困境当中埋怨上帝。
So in this turmoil, he blamed God.
他恳求上帝。
And he also asked God.
但大卫还是全然的信靠上帝。
And at the same time, David still believed in God.
他相信上帝一定会帮助他得胜的。
He believed that God would eventually help him win this battle.
这种就像孩子与父母之间的深刻的骨肉相连和完全的相信。
This is quite similar to the deep and entrenched relationship and trust that a child has with the parent.
也许就是大卫与上帝之间的亲密的情分。
And this is just like the relationship David had with God.
也是大卫对上帝忠心信靠的写照。
And this demonstrated the utmost trust that David had in God.
也许正因为这样。
Perhaps because of this.
上帝呢称大卫是合乎他心意的人。
So God said that David was in line with exactly what he pleased.
带着诗篇六十篇，大卫埋怨中的这个信靠，这宝贵的亮光。
So in chapter 60, we see this blaming and trusting in God, this very special relationship with God.
使我对身边有一类弟兄姐妹的信仰，不得不重新的认识和理解。
I can't help but start to assess the kind of relationships that you have around.
我见过有一类的弟兄姐妹。
I've met a particular some brothers and sisters.
他们一遇到事情就关起门来独自埋怨上帝。
When something does not go to plan, they would blame God in solitude.
来寻求解决办法。
And to look for their own solutions.
我也见过有的弟兄姐妹。
I've also met some other people.
他们在大庭广众之下埋怨上帝。
They would be blaming God right in front of everybody.
尽管他们的内心时常的挣扎。埋怨。
Even when they have constantly met with all kinds of struggles.
但我看到这些弟兄姐妹最终还是在教会。
But I still see these people. They still attend church regularly.
他们还是留在了上帝的身边。
They still remain by the side of God.
如果我们从今天的这个诗篇六十篇来看。
So if you can look at chapter 60 today.
把大卫对着上帝的埋怨看为是宝贵的话。
If we can see the positives of this complaint that David had towards God.
我反而看到了这些埋怨的弟兄姐妹们信仰的真实。
We see the truth and the faith that behind all these grumbles towards God.
相信我们每个人，包括我自己。
So we believe that everybody, including myself.
在信仰的过程当中，我们都或多或少的都埋怨过上帝。
In our own journey of faith, we have blamed God at some point or another.
只是在碍于呢，有些场合不方便说出来。
Maybe it's just inconvenient to say it in some settings.
或者是怕说出来以后遭到别人的批评。
Or maybe when we say out, we met with all kinds of criticism by people around us.
或者是害怕讲出来以后呢，有人对我们的信仰呢指指点点，或者是攻击。
We may be afraid that after saying out, people will nitpick and pinpoint our faith.
可是如果我们像大卫那样
But if we are just like David,
如果我们把上帝看成是自己人
If we see God as one of us,
把上帝当成是我们自己亲如的父母
To take God as just like one of our parents,
把上帝呢当成我们亲爱的伴侣。
For God to become our own companion.
把上帝当成我们自己唯一的依靠。
And take Him as our only support.
我们在遇到生活的逆境的时候。
So, when we come into times of turmoil and struggles.
我们对着自己唯一的依靠，全然的倾诉，哪怕是情绪的完全的宣泄，又有何妨呢？
We may have a conversation with our only support, and even if we fully vent our frustrations, what harm is there?
难道上帝承受不起我们的这些抱怨吗？
Can't God withstand all these complaints that we have?
相信上帝本身的至善和慈爱的本性，使他完全能够对我们每一个人的感受和经历能够感同身受。
We believe that God's goodness and loving nature allows Him to empathize and understand our emotions and to render help to us.
并且他愿意出手来相助我们。
That's why He is willing to offer His hand to help us.
或许在这个人世间
Perhaps in our lives,
只有上帝才能够完全没有限度的承受人所有宣泄出来的情绪、愤怒、悲伤和埋怨。
Perhaps God, there's no threshold to the amount of grumbling that we give, or anger, or hurt, or blaming, or suffering that we have.
并且在他承受以后
，and after receiving all these,
照着我们每一个人的不同的情形来赐下恩典。
After all this, is still able to bless all of us in spite of the different circumstances we have.
帮助他所爱的孩子们渡过难关。
To help all his beloved children, go through their trials and tribulations.
使他的孩子们能够重新扬起生活的风帆。
To allow his children to renew their lives and live again.
也许最深的心灵的医治。
Perhaps this healing and renewal of the heart.
就开始于这宝贵的。对神埋怨的声音当中
starts from this precious complaint that we have.
也许能够在黑暗的困境当中能够转向更深的信靠上帝。
Perhaps in this darkness we can turn to have even more faith in God.
能够在黑暗当中看到亮光
to be able to see light in this darkness.
就开始于这宝贵的向上帝埋怨的声音当中。
Amidst all these precious complaints that we have directed towards God.
当我们对着上帝埋怨
When we complain towards God.
并由这个埋怨转向更深的信靠的时候
When we transform these grumbling into trust.
你会发现
You will realize.
暂时的患难风暴也没有使我们与上帝的爱隔绝
Not even the most violent of storms will separate us from the love of God.
风雨过后
After this thunderstorm,
也没有使我们这天生的与上帝之间的这种血脉的关系切断。
Nothing would affect or separate this relationship that we have with God.
上帝仍然是我们的上帝。
God is still our God.
希望呢，我们不仅在这个患难当中。
I hope that in all kinds of struggles that we have,
也能在我们平常的那些日子里面
，and also in our daily peacetime circumstances,
我们能够来到上帝的面前
，we can come in front of God,
能够更多的来敞开诉说
，to speak and admit openly,
包括埋怨
，including our own grumbles and complaints,
并在埋怨当中仍然依靠神
，and in these complaints continue to trust God,
永不离开他
，and not to forsake God.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊
，God，
我们将自己和家人
，we and ourselves and our families，
还有我们所认识的所有的朋友
，and among all our friends，
都交托在你的手中。
We want to place all of them in your hands.
求主叫我们在患难当中，能够像大卫那样毫无惧怕的向你埋怨。
We ask to be like David, even in times of trouble, to be able to complain.
求主垂听并出手帮助我们。
We ask for God for your help.
也求主让我们在平常的日子里面就学会在上帝你的面前更多的敞开诉说。
In our daily lives, we want to learn to open our hearts and speak to you.
包括埋怨。
Including our own grumbles.
求主保守我们，无论在得到我们想要的时候。
May God bless us even when we don't get what we want.
还是得不到我们想要的。
Or even things that we want but we can't get.
都仰望信靠主。
May we have a continued trust in you.
靠主战胜我们生活中一切的软弱和难处。
To ask for your help to overcome all weakness and difficulty.
并能够靠着主你赐给我们的厚恩。
And to receive the grace that you have for us.
永不离开你。
And never forsake you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Jesus' name.
Amen.